Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This episode's going to be a little bit different. I don't want to catalog this one. However, I want to have an honest conversation with you, those who are subscribed to me, those who have followed me on Spotify and other areas that you carry your podcasts. The reason why I'm making this one is because I feel that a lot of the conversations that I'm having with you guys are negative in nature. As I go back and start listening to all of these podcasts, I'm like telling myself that this is the one podcast, or this is the second podcast on this trajectory of providing content as a whole. And it's not something of a burnout, because it's not. It's self-reflection at this point. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because I'm never or have been negative in light. And as I do these podcasts, they're pretty much cherry picked and also in the negative light. I am not that type of person, even when something is going terribly wrong. I typically view life as a whole as a learning opportunity. I think of every experience as a learning time. What is God telling me? What is God trying to tell me by having these conversations with other people? I love conversations with people. I've been in the Air Force for 16 years. I look to retire in 20, or perhaps reevaluate my time in the Air Force after 20 years being in it. My background's in IT. I've been an analyst for many years. My career as a whole has always been in administrative. So I have a lot of experience in managing people, experiences, having tough conversations, easy conversations, managing huge programs up to the headquarters, down to the lowest level, ground troops, move troop movements, and all those other things that other people look forward to having those or gaining those experiences. And obviously, I'm not showcasing any of those things at all. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I've listened to a lot of people, and those people are generally like on podcasts or on blogs saying, find your voice, do the niche. In that niche, find that thing that drives you, find that thing that you can constantly talk about. And to be quite honest with you, it is exhausting. And the reason why it's exhausting is because when I am doing these things, there's certain things that make me tick. I personally have a tick for things that go terrible, right? And the end user takes the blunt force of like some type of policy where it changes completely, drastically. But at the end of the day, it doesn't tickle me enough to really care of why. No. It doesn't tickle me enough to make a whole 45-minute conversation about. I do care to a certain point so that you are aware. However, what I'm bringing to the table for you as those who are listening to my podcast is the reason why you're finding yourself in a podcast is to be educated or be entertained. The last thing you want is somebody to say, hey, the reason why your data is being breached, or hey, the reason why your data is being sold. Hey, by the way, China, China, China. You know, it's things like that would drive people to be like, hey, is this guy really trying to educate me or figure out what it is he's trying to say? I don't know. You know, I would love to leave the guesswork to other people. And as I make these episodes, they're pretty lengthy, but also shorter than the average podcaster. Most podcasts go about an hour long. And the reason why I designed it that way is because the attention span is anything like TikTok or anything like Instagram Reels or anything like Snapchat Reels. All of that. So I'm applying the same concept, but just in voice format. And having a conversation about technology. And as I step back a little bit and really evaluate what it is I'm saying to you guys, I don't think I'm really bringing in anything more or valuable than the next person. That is the true reality. I can talk to you about difficult conversations about people and how to phrase it. Absolutely, I can. How to talk and manage in a meeting so that you are heard and understood. Speak slowly so that people can take you a little bit more serious and that it's understood, right? Be well articulated in a meeting in a manner that even to the highest level. And even till today, I have my shortfalls and I'm still learning as I am put into these positions of having to talk at a strategic level. And you know, honestly, I have my shortfalls. And as I learn these things, I want to share these things. Like as of recently, my wife had asked me a question, and I'm going to be real vulnerable about this one. My wife asked me, you know, would I be good at being a manager? I said, clearly no, because, and then I went into details of if you are a manager, what is it that you're looking to manage? Is it the people, the program, the logistics, or all the above, or all three things? And if you could answer these questions in detail, if you had a difficult conversation with someone, how would you have it? And then I asked a series of other questions to go with it. It's things that you don't typically think about when someone is put in a position, right? And those are the things that I'm trying to extract out of my wife to be able to thought provoke, think in a different manner than you would have when you sit there by yourself and you think about, you know, I would be good because I can do these things. That's great. Those are all great things. However, have you thought about these things? It's almost the devil's advocate, right? As people will say. But to go back a little bit about this podcast and things of that nature, I'm in crossroads. I really am. I really want to give you the best content that I possibly can. But when things are negative in nature, it's hard to listen to a person like myself on a consistent basis saying, hey, the data is being taken away from you and here's how you can deal with it. I get it. So I'm going to try to reevaluate. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions. If you have any questions about the Air Force and leadership style, I'm no Jocko Willick, and I was never a commander. I'm an EA in the Air Force, and I bring a lot of experience, especially for the young troops and up to even up to a chief, E9, that I bring to the table, and logistics and things of that nature, and how to best train, how to best manage people, troop movement, things of that nature. But other than that, I have those type of experience that come really, really relatively easy. Yeah. Love to hear from you guys. I love to hear feedback. And if this is the type of thing that you're more interested in, please use the Spotify Q&A and ask a question there. And perhaps I can bring you on and have these conversations together. So I'm not having a conversation by myself in the light of, you know, using a Q&A type of deal. But other than that, I'll catch you guys on a different one. Don't be surprised if I change the name on it, depending on the feedback that I receive. And until then, love you guys. Talk to you soon.